Hey everybody, welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. We're super glad that you've joined us this week. I'm Andrea. We have Brandon here.
What's up, guys?
And we are joined by a very special guest, one of our life group leaders, senior life group leader this year, Shayla Paskey.
Hi.
So we're super excited for our conversation today. Before we get there, per usual, some announcements. Again, sponsored by the cafe. So if you stop at the CCC cafe and you're the first person that says better together to whoever's working, you'll get a free small drink. So,
and if you don't know what to order, you can ask for a Shayla.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there's a drink. So
should we just let them figure that out?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Try it out.
Try it out.
It's great. It is caffeinated.
Oh, for so sure. Yeah.
Shayla, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Always caffeinated.
Just know. It's got eight shots of espresso.
So are you okay? I got the Shayla.
Sorry, disclaimer.
Sorry, parents. Anyways, also, this is uploaded every Wednesday. We're hoping to still have a couple of episodes the next couple of weeks as we lead into winter camp and come out of winter camp. They're going to be a little bit different, but will be really awesome. So stay tuned for those. Find them wherever you're listening to this or watching this one. Hang out tonight after Awana. Come. It'll be chill, nothing crazy, just hanging out, which will be awesome.
Yeah.
And then next week, there will be no hangs. So the 14th, Valentine's Day, no hangouts. One, because it's almost winter camp. And two, because it's the Grand Prix for Awana. So if you're interested in helping with the Awana Grand Prix, it's a super fun night. Ooh. There's no regular Awana Club, but they just do these derby car races that they made, these little pine wood derby car things, and they're awesome. So if you want to help with that, you can reach out to Whitney, and she'll get you signed up to help out with that. Impact this Sunday. Remember, don't show up at 6.
Nope. That'd be awkward.
You will be very lonely.
Be quiet. You would not be better together.
Impact this Sunday is from 2 to 4. So come hang out for a fun afternoon of Impact, and then you can head off to watch the Super Bowl or Taylor Swift, I guess, if that's more what you're into. Can't say the same for me, but that's okay.
I was watching SportsCenter and they like did a whole segment on how Taylor Swift is gonna make it to the game. I'm like, I don't.
Apparently, she has a concert in like Tokyo. We shouldn't go down this road because I'm so over everything. Anyways,
Taylor Swift is good for football. The end.
No. Taylor Swift is good for Taylor Swift and not football. Anyways. I'll keep my other, you know. Anyways, winter camp. Woo!
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. That's something we can agree upon here. We're super excited. Winter camp. There's still time to sign up. The window of time is shrinking, though, to make sure that we get everything that we need for you to be able to go. So if there's something that's holding you back, reach out to us. Have a conversation with us, whether it's finances, we've got you covered. We'll help with that. If there's some uncertainty or anything else, like, have a conversation with us, and hopefully that can help you get excited and get ready to join us for winter camp. This week for our song, we got another song that's on our winter camp playlist, right?
Yeah, this is on the winter camp playlist. It's Firm Foundation or He Won't by Cody Carnes. I feel like it's the modern version of like the wise man built his house upon the rock. You know, the kid's song. Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like it's kind of the modern version of that song, but still like the message is like he's our firm foundation. Like he won't fail. Like his promise stands. And like when we're rooted in him, like through every storm, no matter what happens, like we know we can rely on him no matter what happens.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the theme of the song. And I think that like is super important for just life moving forward. Mm-hmm. Whether we're going to sing this at winter camp or on an Impact Sunday night or a Sunday morning at big church, whatever it is, like if God isn't your foundation, then things will crumble.
Yep.
And like, he won't crumble.
Yeah.
Like, he'll stand strong for you.
Yep. He's never failed.
Yep.
And he won't.
Nope.
He won't.
And it's a good song to put on when you're like having a tough time and you need that reminder. Because it's just
absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So be sure to check that song out, as well as all of the other songs that are going to be played on Winter Camp during Winter Camp on our Spotify. You can check that out. Link is on our social media, or just find Impact on Spotify. All right. I have a fun question to start us off.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? So this is called Start, Bench, Cut, Winter Camp Edition. So I'm going to list three items, and you have to decide which one you're going to start, which one you're going to bench, and which one you're going to cut from winter camp. All right. Are you guys ready?
Go for it.
All right. Here are the three things.
Okay.
Number one, Asian Jimmy Fallon. Number two, caffeinated beverages. Number three, skit in a bag.
Oh.
So which one would you start? Which one are you benching? And which one are you cutting? And you can say them in any order. If there's one that's really easy, you can start there. But whatever you think.
Oh, man.
Okay, I've got it. I can't think too much about this because I just got to go with my gut.
Yep.
Okay, so because I care so deeply about the students and their experience, I am cutting caffeinated beverages.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa.
That's a huge thing.
She loves you guys.
I do.
She loves you guys.
Because, yes.
Wow.
Yes, okay? Because I can't cut the other two. Like, I just can't.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
Okay.
I'm shook.
I know. This is, again, going with my gut. I'm going to bench Asian Jimmy Fallon. I'm sorry, Wilbert. Only because I got to start skitting a bag because my senior girls, I know. We've set that expectation real high, but we're going to bring it.
This is number two in a row
that
the senior girls have hyped up their skin.
I know.
So, judges, if you're listening, bar's got to be high.
It does. I mean, we've got to keep that plaque one more year, you know. But anyway, so that's
– forget the plaque.
Yeah. I'll make sure they don't forget it. All right, that's what I'm going with.
Remember.
All right.
Yeah.
Brandon, what do we got? What's your lineup here?
This is my...
Coach Rockwell.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
I had a five-year-old call me Coach Brandon one time.
Brandon?
He was like,
Brandon?
Coach Brandon, see how fast I can run.
That's awesome.
Okay.
He didn't
Back
start.
To it. Was it one in very fast?
No. it's not much of the caffeine, but I just really like the taste of a cup of coffee first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, I have a strange ability to stay up late and get up early, and like my mood won't change. Like, it doesn't really affect the way I'm able to interact with people, coffee or not.
Okay.
Like, I'm very blessed in that way. I think it's also a genetic thing. My grandma is also that way. She can just, she's a teacher, and she can just stay up all night grading and then go to school the next morning. And so I think I'm gonna, for that reason, cut caffeinated beverage, just because I feel like I would be the same person either way, but I'm gonna have to switch and bench skit in the bag and start Asian Jimmy Fallon. I think those games are so funny.
They are.
And I just think about when Annabelle, like, Oreo in the hot sauce, just
straight face.
Straight face. And it's like, yes. Those are the moments where I'm like, it's gotta be.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah, my cut would be easy. Caffeinated beverages. I don't drink caffeine on a normal basis, so it's just another Tuesday. I would say the other two are hard, which I know they did it to myself. I think I would start skit in a bag and bench Asian Jimmy Fallon again. Sorry, Wilbert. Only for the reason that I so enjoy the stress. I love you, Stevens. But it's really funny. And also, I feel like I can say this because I was a student in your shoes having to come up with these skits too.
Right.
Some of the props are the same. Since I've been a student. Some of the props are the same. I will say the one difference is when I was a student for Skit in a Bag, we didn't have any guidelines. Like, we are so kind and generous to give you a story to base it off of. We had nothing.
You didn't have the story or anything?
Like, nothing.
Wow.
We had props and they're like, make a skit. And it's like, okay. So I
thank you from all of the leaders that you gave some guidelines.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the stress is kind of is a little fun. Again, I feel like I can only say that because I experienced it myself. But then you guys always go up there and nail it.
Yeah.
And I love those moments of utter surprise that like shock the audience that we like still remember.
Yep.
Like there was, I don't remember how many years ago it was now, but we had a student who had like a guy student who had thick, curly, like fro hair. They did Samson and Delilah. He came out with his hair straightened. Like, it was wild.
That is awesome.
We had one year where a kid, like, and it was like a seventh grader, I think. He walked out on stage, did this, like, nailed this monologue. None of the leaders knew that he had prepared this. It was totally improv, but he legit nailed it. And it was like the audience was speechless. And then the frog, too.
Like, the frog.
You can't forget the frog.
Can't forget the frog.
That's a good one, too. And I appreciate that they brought it back, like, after the first year. So, you know, for all those reasons, like, skin the bag.
I love to see, too, what the groups do when they have, like, a billion kids in one group. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
I thought the last year, 7th grade girls, this year's 8th grade girls, did a really good job with how many people they had.
Yeah, they had like 1,000 people in their skit.
And they,
it was impressive.
It was,
they did great.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing what they do again.
Yeah, we're excited. We are excited.
Yes.
All right, now on to the rest of our conversation.
Yeah.
Now that we're 13 minutes into this podcast, so let's talk about community. So loving others as community can sound really daunting. But what are some easy ways that we can be in community and serve others?
Everybody's looking at me. I guess I'm starting. I think one of the best ways is like finding a friend and serving together, and just and it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be a lot. You don't even have to be an expert at what you're going to do. But when you go and do it together, like. Yeah. It makes it more fun, I guess. So, you know, like, I don't know, plug, serving in Kid City. Like, find a friend and go and serve together. And, you know, so that's what first comes to mind, so.
Yeah. And most of the time there's an expert already there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's not the, you don't need to know a whole lot. And they're wanting to teach you and wanting to help you. And I think, too, going with a friend makes it more fun. You have someone who's in there with you and just deepens that friendship to where, like, even outside of that time serving together makes it even that much more rich. So, absolutely. Yeah. I think grabbing a friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think along with grabbing a friend, too, I think is serving always going to be something you love and enjoy? No. Like, there are going to be times where, as part of serving, it's taking out the trash, which may not be your favorite.
Yep.
Or throwback to our Thanksgiving conversation, doing the dishes. Right? Yeah. There are ways that serving is not going to be our absolute most fun. But with that being said, especially in, like, as you're, like, if you're getting into a regular serving rhythm, like, find... with your friend, find something that you guys are both, like, passionate about. Like, if that's kids, great. We'd love to have you. Come on down to Kid City. Like, we'll plug you in. If kids terrify you, that's okay. Yep. Like, hold doors together. Like, find something that – and even outside of the church, there are so many different organizations and places that you can serve outside of the church that, again, it's a – finding ways that you're passionate about, because in a lot of ways it is easier to do something that you enjoy and you're passionate about versus doing the dishes, like, you know. And so find those things, like, that's an easy way to, again, I would agree with you guys, of start with finding your person to do it with, but also in that, like, find something you're passionate about, because it makes it so much more enjoyable.
Yep. Yeah, and invite people to come alongside you, and that, like, going back to the friend thing, like, I think we are always shocked by the people who are looking to serve, and they're just, like, and it's sometimes all they need is just an ask to join in on what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, like, I want to encourage you to think about maybe a friend who you know isn't serving anywhere that could potentially want to be serving, and be like, hey, what do you think about coming to this with me, so.
Serving does not have to be scary, or, again, like Shayla said, this big thing. It can be little things too. So next, what does supporting someone who is sharing Jesus look like? It's really easy for us to imagine sharing Jesus as a very individual, this is something I have to do and I have to do it alone. But that's not true. Like, we get to do even that in community. So what does that look like to support somebody in sharing Jesus?
I think, like, it just kind of gives you, like, not an accountability person, but, like, you know, most recently I got the opportunity to really have a conversation with somebody who really went through a really tough time and kind of came back to the Lord. And she reached out and was like, hey, like, you know, when I think of somebody who knows the Lord and I could ask questions of, she thought of me. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. And so I was, like, so excited. And I came back and told my coworkers, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But just knowing then that they are praying for me and, like, come and ask me, like, hey, how did that conversation go? Yeah, for sure. Like, that encourages me and, like, kind of helps me break through any of that nerves that I might have, like, because – I maybe don't feel like I know everything, but it's okay. You don't have to share Jesus. You don't have to know everything. It's just being a good example. So,
I never want to discredit the power of prayer. I think praying for those situations is huge. Like, there's a student and I who we're going through Acts right now, and, like, there's so many crazy things that happen in Acts, but it starts with prayer. They were in the upper room in Acts 2. Praying together before any of that happened. And I won't, like, praying for somebody is just as important as, like, verbally sharing with somebody.
Yep.
And I think that can be easy to miss. So I want you guys to, like, always remember, if you don't hear anything else besides what Shayla would rather have versus not have at winter camp, remember that, like, praying for your fellow believers and going out is just as important as doing it, if not more important.
Yeah. I think that's huge. And again, like, there are times too, like, where it is just as simple as that, is praying, is being accountable. I think sometimes it will be if you have a, you know, mutual friend that you're wanting to share, like, it's something you can do together. And we see this a lot throughout the New Testament. We see, followers of Jesus going out in groups, right? Mm-hmm. They're not just going off by themselves, but they're going in groups. So how does this, again, engaging in community as we live out this mission, like how does this impact the way that we do that and engage in mission by being together in mission?
Yeah, I think this is huge of just like, I think it's easy, and I talked about this on Sunday, how like we send the one to go, and it's just like, oh, that one is doing the work, like they're going to do great, all this stuff, but it is a group effort. Like, we are still one church. Mm-hmm. When one goes, we got to be praying for them, we got to be giving to them, and we got to be supporting them wherever else they need to be supported. But also, I think when we get to go in groups, that creates a little bit of accountability too, to like, because as humans, I think we can tend to find the comfort, like where's our comfort zones and that, and helps us to keep on like what's our purpose, right? Like keeps us like kind of where we're at. That's why we do mission trips as a big group, so we can do that all together. It builds community, but also like helps us to be accountable of being outward focused.
And I think this is kind of the accountability, but also you need people that are willing to call you out and, mm-hmm. you know, give you the hard truth, like, hey, like what you're saying, like that's not really, you know, or like, or tell you the hard truth. And it's important to have those friends with you in mission and in life, really. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so, and I am guilty of this too, but it's so funny to me when I and other believers feel like we can do the mission alone, of like, Jesus didn't do it alone. Like, yeah. And then I'm just like, you're funny. Like, you think you can do it. But like, Jesus had his people, right? Even mm-hmm. Jesus had his disciples, and he had, even within the disciples, he had a few guys that were even closer, like his closest people. And so I think that like, if we want to be more like Jesus, again, that we say at the end of every podcast, like, that's being in community, like, as we do what God has called us to do. And so that's such a cool thing that, one, I think we don't have to worry about us having our own strength to do these things alone. Like, we get to do this with other people, and, like, we don't have to feel any less than because we need other people. Like, Jesus had his people too, and I think that that is super encouraging. And again, like, I think of how uniquely gifted, like, I when I look at, every time I read in any of the gospels, like the list of people who are the disciples, I kind of giggle a little bit, because I'm like, this crew, like, you know, they are so different. And like, I love that picture as it relates to the body of Christ, because each one of us, or even the three of us as we sit here, like, we are so different. And so when we get to serve and do, like, be on mission together as a community, there are things that I bring to the table that Brandon isn't going to be able to. And there are things that Brandon is going to bring to the table that Shayla isn't able to. And that all of us come together to be able to best advance the gospel and best, again, build the kingdom when we get to do it together with following Jesus, like with him as the leader of that, when we're focused on him together. Like, that is such a cool thing.
I keep getting this picture of remembering of like shoveling that gravel and that sand in the DR. So, you know, like, trying to get that shovel up there to just get the gravel in the mixer to make the cement. And like, I couldn't have done it alone. Like, people encouraging and like, okay, like, 1, 2, 3, you know, we're all going. And like, people reminding, like, hey, have you had water? You know, and so like that whole process, like, it was a lot of all of us working together. Not one person could have done all of that. So just a reminder. So like that.
It's a really good picture.
Yeah.
That was a fun day.
It was probably
2 days.
2 days, that's right.
I think I've never sweated that much ever in my entire life, but I did it. So
it was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Cool. Well, as we wrap up today, any final thoughts as we, again, come to the close kind of this series? We got something special for high school next week as we get to start to practice a little bit of what this looks like. But any final thoughts on how we can love others better together?
I love sports. So I'm going to, I think, a lot of metaphors into sports. Yeah. What? If you didn't know that about
what?
Me.
Yeah. I'm about to shock right now is Shayla cutting caffeine. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
So I think a lot of, and that, and so when I'm thinking about community, I think about like my own communities on my sports teams, right? Yeah. And the best teams that I was on, we were each other's biggest fans. And because of that, like whether we were having a bad day at practice or a good day at practice or a good game or a bad game, if we were having a good game, we were like hyping each other up like crazy. And if we were having a bad day, we were like, it's okay, you got it. And encouraging was like, or like the best teams too, we could be like, hey, I need you to do this a little bit better. And it, no offense was taken. It was like, yeah, you're right. Like, let's help each other out in this and move forward. And so, like, that's what we get to do in our life groups and at Impact and as a church as a whole. Like, that's what we get to be a part of when we can have that mindset of, like, we are each other's biggest fans. Like, when you come here, I hope you come here and you're just surrounded by people who are your biggest fan and cheering you on. And so I want, like, next time you come to Impact or engage in community, have that mindset of being everybody else's biggest fan. Mm-hmm. And if you start having that mindset, then maybe the next person will have that mindset. And soon enough, we're just gonna have a room full of people who are each other's biggest fans. And that's when the church can do some really awesome things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When we choose to shift our mindset on off of ourselves onto others. And again, we're focused on others and being selfless in that way. Like, it's incredible what will happen.
It is. And I think, too, this kind of came up in the last month in our group. You know, we've been together for a long time, but never, like, not bring something up. If you're feeling you're alone in it, bring it up to people because chances are you're probably not alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you get that, like, oh, yeah, me too. And, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, like I'm feeling nervous about this or I'm nervous to do that or, hey, I want to find some place to serve as well. So – If you bring it up to a group, bring, you know, your life group is a great place, but, you know, a group of friends or whatever, don't sit there and feel alone in something. Yeah. So
awesome. So, final question, as it has been every episode so far this season on the podcast, what are your next steps as we love others better together? With that idea in mind, what's your next practical step?
Well, practical step, you know, last year I went through the Gospels, you know, all four Gospels every single month for the entire year. Woo! And, you know, I've tried before, like going through the whole Bible in a year and I've always failed. So anyway, this year I went back to the Old Testament. It's a little bit, not going to lie. There's parts of the Old Testament that are getting a little tough, but, it's taking back to the origins. And start, you know, I still cling on to the life of Jesus and what he did while he was here on earth, but going back to the origins. And so just kind of remembering that is, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Brandon, how about you?
That's great. I just started playing some more pickup soccer just in the community. Mm-hmm. And so my next step is to just start building some relationships with those guys. Yep. Build some friendships, get tighter with those guys, and pray for opportunities to just talk about Jesus. So that's kind of my next steps.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this a couple of times, but again, it takes time. And so my next step is just to continue to seek after depth in the relationships that I have. So again, we've talked a lot about being vulnerable in community and being willing to go first. And so just, again, continuing to plug away at that, to deepen that community so that, you know, we're able to build strength in that and then go out and again, love others together. So
yeah,
thank you guys for listening this week or watching. As always, if you ever have questions about what we talked about or something else entirely, We'd love to chat with you guys. We love you. We care about you. And with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.
Mimi, if you're listening, I love you.